So here, as
the master Nagarjuna has stated in his text, The Precious Garland, there's a verse which says that if I wish for myself and the world to attain unsurpassed enlightenment, the root of that is bodhicitta, stable like the king of mountains, impartial, like a great compassion for all, and a non-dual wisdom.
So here, as this verse says, again, beginning with the idea, if I wish for myself and the world to achieve highest enlightenment. So when we talk about like ourselves, if we're only working for ourselves, then the Dharma that we are doing does not become the Mahayana Dharma. Really, it is something wherein we are wishing to be able to benefit all other sentient beings. So to say, oh, I just want enlightenment for myself, or I want Buddhahood for myself is not suitable. We're not doing the Mahayana Dharma unless we have these kinds of attitudes of bodhicitta and great compassion, as comes later in the verse, great compassion that reaches in all directions, as well as this non-dual wisdom. And so here, the aim within the Mahayana Dharma is to perfect the aims of both yourself and others. And so this is something that these kinds of attitudes of bodhicitta and compassion are indispensable for a Dharma Dharma becoming a practice of the Mahayana. And so if the fact, though, is that if we don't perfect our own aims or achieve our own highest welfare, as in become a Buddha ourselves, we are really unable to benefit other sentient beings. Like the example is given that if you're being carried away in a river or in water, it's laughable to think that you could save others who are being likewise carried away. We have to be ourselves like kind of on solid ground to be able to pull out others. And so too, even if we say we want to benefit other sentient beings, if we still ourselves are uncontrollably taking rebirth due to karma and the afflictions, we're really not in a place to be able to rescue other beings, to help them get out of that same situation. So we wish to be able to ourselves, having achieved highest enlightenment, then be able to place other sentient beings in that state. And so here, this is the wish to achieve both our own and others' aims, really achieve the sort of perfect aim for ourselves in order to then be able to help other sentient beings.
어야 단이 단이 직된디 라메 창죽 톱데나스 단이 랑다 신 직된 심전 코이 코안네 심전 남지 라메 창죽 조비 선주 톱데바 이나 디기 자와디 귤라 랍고레스 창죽 톱시에데 귤라 창죽 톱지기 귤라 말람나 아니 창죽 톱에 요마라 상제스에디 규메다 제멜레 상제 중어지 랑중기 상제스 랑중기 상제스에지 요마레 나 가시게스가 랑중기 상제 랑중기 상제 심지어 탐지기 길라 랑중기 상제 랑중기 상제 요마레 사 규다 제라 때네 중고레 마도 랑중기 상제에나 규메 제메레 때비 랑중고 디요마레 상지 수다 수 상제기 옛나야 규조라 랍고레 규 규이 낭내장 소니라 랍고레스 다 상쟁기 톱게기 디 규라 랍게기 옛나 다 규다 규 마인바데 셰고로와 규 카레레도 상쟁 톱에기 규데 카레레도 규 마인바데 카레도 산전 토비엘 탁 링루 조약이 주 가젠데 카레르도 타 니에루 조에 주데 카레르도 시디 다 산전 주에기 주이 조조다 주 망보 요레 촌이 망보 요레데 다 조조데 탄다 진젠 팀이 단이 단 창주 라메 단 톱드나 대자와 창주 셈당 아니 닝제 첨보당 돈이 도비 시라 숨데레스 다 남녀간조 아 닝제 첨보 디제비 장주기 쌤 디니 동니 도비 숨데 아 산쟁 도비에게 주의 쪼데다 디숨데레 다 아니 산쟁 도비엘 타 링루 땅겐 가젠데 토발라다 토비에게 주데로 토발라 객친게 가젠 친게데 카레스나 아니 장주 쌤기 도조데 랑젠 현젠쟁기 도조데 랑제바쯤비 로데 디기 산쟁 도비엘 타링루 당겨 타링루 마세 랑젠진 예 친절라 상제 토비 랑직보 현래 랑제버 진빌로 예 친절라 상제 토비에 요머 디기 상제 토비엘라 타링루 치겨 다 랑젠진 기다 랑젠진 기 또 도주 창주심 기 도주데 랑젠진 체 다 랑젠진 기 유대 가완이 용어를 했으나 아니 님의 떡빌로 동이 도빌로 이때 에 도조대랑 나 냠도 나랑 신기 투바즘빌로 어디 나랑 신기 투바즘빌로 텔라 때네 아니 나 시에지 요바 템바 투바지 잘 대땡네 아니 나 대베 자 첨보당 가 첨보당 되니 제바지 텔라 때네 아니 에 닝제기 도조 셴라 제외다 제와당 참바다 디디 도조 되니 랑젠징기 꾸네랑데 되니 공조다 네셈다 납셈다 타도 오다 뒤즈 상마 나자다 착당다 되니 녀링다 시에 뒤즈 상마 닝제기 독조로와 셴라 채와다 셴라 아니 퀸진다 공조다 오다 뒤즈 상마 닝제기 독조 오다 오 독스체니 다 뒤즈 상마 산제 토발라 링루 당겐데레 딘데 인장 간조 코와 상제 마도비에 단 코와라 코레기 뒤 자와데 아니 랑젠징데체 로 당보 자와데 다 마릭바 특사들이 디 마릭바데 도와라 니 니메 니라 미데 예셰라 시에기 린젠 탄다 측데 곰고레 대삼골 땅고레 데니 디 자와 창주기 랑젠징기 로데 마릭바 텔라 때네 덴징 마릭바 텔라 때네 랑 젠징 용기여라 랑 젠징 템 메바서 발라더니 창조기 셈세 디자와 창조기 셈세 아니 창조기 다 랑 젠징 디기 제비 랑 젠바 짐발라 때네 테니 나다 나이 시디 되자 공조체 아니 현시디 현시디 랑레 카충과다 네바다 공조다 굉장히 지사다 차도 사사다 뇌자사다제 오다 닝제기 독조데 어디 디조 봉위치도 아니 초대 뚝비 닝제당 초대 뚝바라디 남기 태뚝비 초주 남기 태뚝비 심제 탐절라 제위 삼바데 여바이나 아니 현라 뇌징 채와라 소바디조 도조기레스 오다 상제 토비 람숨 상제 토발라 가진 치비 람숨 람수오레 객숨 오 독스레스야
So, as this verse by Nagarjuna says in the Precious Garland, if I wish for highest enlightenment for both myself and the world, and here then lists, sorry, the causes of that. Because if we want to be able to attain Buddhahood, we need to train in the various causes and conditions. Buddhahood is not something that arises causelessly or without the proper kinds of causes. We have to train in the various methods that will lead to the achievement of Buddhahood. It's not as though Buddhas just sort of spring up without any kind of causes or sort of self-arisen or arise in and of themselves, but it is rather through training in the various causes that Buddhahood comes about. And the primary causes then are the two accumulations or the two collections of method and wisdom. And so we need to know first what are the kinds of causes that we need to train in, and what are those things that are obstacles to being able to achieve Buddhahood? What act in opposition to that or take us farther from that kind of a goal? And so we need to know what brings us closer, what is actually working positively toward that state of Buddhahood, which allows us to be of benefit to others. And it says here in this verse, then the root of that is bodhicitta, this wish to be able to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, this kind of great compassion that extends to in all directions, and the non-dual wisdom, or the wisdom realizing emptiness. And so here, those are the things that we need to cultivate in order to be able to achieve Buddhahood. Whereas on the other hand, the things that are in opposition to that, the kinds of things that are taking us away from that goal, taking us farther from that, are really our attitude of self-cherishing, our kind of self-absorption or self-centeredness. As long as we have that, as long as we are really following after our self-cherishing, we are moving forward farther from that state of Buddhahood that is really a kind of embodiment of cherishing other sentient beings. And so that's one kind of obstacle that actually arises from the other, which is this fundamental ignorance, this ignorance grasping at an I, grasping at an I as being truly existent. So as long as we have that kind of ego grasping, that self-grasping, and the kind of self-centeredness or self-cherishing that says, I am most important, I am more precious than others, that causes us to in turn harm others, be malicious toward others, have jealousy, have spite and anger toward others, then we are really moving ourselves farther and farther away from that kind of goal of Buddhahood. And so as long as we are driven by our ego grasping and the kind of self-cherishing that arises from that, we are going to have jealousy and malice and anger and envy and spite. And those are all taking us farther and farther from that goal. The root cause really of our cycling within cyclic existence is this grasping at a self and the kind of self-cherishing that arises from that. This feeling, I mean, the real root is this ignorance, but that in turn gives rise to the sense of I as being more important and mine as being more important. And so the opposite of that, the things that are actually moving us toward the state of Buddhahood is really this attitude of bodhicitta. As it says in this verse, the root is bodhicitta and compassion, extending in all directions, extending to the extent of space, and this non-dual wisdom. So long as we have these kinds of attitudes wherein based upon thinking I and this I as being truly existent, we then turn and look at others kind of looking down upon them, having anger towards them, having contempt for them and so forth, this is going to be an obstacle. We have to transform that, to turn that into a kind of attitude in which we see all sentient beings with love, love all sentient beings equal to the extent of space. And it's really then these three paths that we need to train in, this attitude of bodhicitta, compassion, and non-dual wisdom, which counteract those three paths which are obstacles, right? Our kind of self-centered attitude, our ignorance grasping at an I, and the kind of harm that we cause others out of those two attitudes.
Tisumdere, Labardu, Chanjugi Sim Siedian, Tenda, Tolam, Jolam, Tolam, Kumlam, Miloblam Sie, Lamna Teang, Zawa Yongsate, Ningje Semdang, Nisu maybe Lodang, Chanjugi Sim Sumla Dene, Yonggu Yores, or Takapi, Chanjugi Sim Ningje Semda, Nisu Meloda, Chanju Simni, Jasset Namji Juice, Kapi Jasset, Chanju Simbi Jui, Chanju Semde, Zojegi Semdere, Takandarjang. 택쟁기 솔람지 토발라 닝제 첨보 양탁바 세니 창와지 괴규열에 쩨마마인 바지 양탁바 똑비 로지 괴규열에 디니 장주기 쌤 조와 조제기 용화 템바지 디니 텔라 때네 아니 장주기 쌤 쩨마마인 바 톱디 아니 자세 장주 쌤 바 시에디 차기여라 어 인상 반대 나와 차바기 어 라메 장주 톱대나 시디 상제인 톱대기 위에나 람갈라 랍고레스 초람 조람 통람 곰람 밀롭람 남진 간조 택받침 밀람가요 어 람 다 밀롭람 때 랍차르마도 람 초람 조람 통람 곰람 랍고레스 어나 초람 다 택빈 택쟁기 초람 다 초 다 딜라 자세 장주 선바스나 디졸라 시고라 초람라 네바 졸람라 네바 통람라고 다 디조 토발라 가레 고그레스나 아니 녀 당부 차지한데 아니 닝제 셈지 고고레 니스메바 똑빌로일라 코아지 녀 괴규요레 아니 장주기 셈라 조제기 뇽화 템바지 고규요레 오 독스스 반된다와 잡이 닝제 셈다 니스메로다 장주 셈니 자세남지 주스에 독스레
So here, the root then of Buddhahood, of this state of omniscience, as it's stated by Nagarjuna, as well as in a verse by Chandrakirti, where he says that bodhicitta, compassion, and non-dual wisdom are the causes of bodhisattvas. So really, these are the three main kinds of causes that one needs to train in, develop within your own mind in order to become a bodhisattva. So here, when we talk about bodhisattvas who are in training, they are training by going along, proceeding along what we call the five paths. So the path of accumulation, the path of preparation, the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning. I mean, when they get to the path of no more learning, they're obviously not training in that anymore. That's the state of Buddhahood. But here, it begins by, prior to entering into those five paths, they need to generate an attitude of compassion for other sentient beings and this attitude of bodhicitta that really is effortful, right? That is something that is contrived, as well as having an understanding of emptiness or this non-dual wisdom. And when that kind of contrived bodhicitta is preceded by compassion, is viewing other sentient beings and wishing them to be free from their suffering. And when that becomes without effort, when that becomes something that is sort of arising spontaneously and effortlessly, then one has become a bodhisattva and enters into the path of accumulation. And it is really those four paths then that one is training on, the path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, and meditation. No more learning is really the result that comes from that. And so here it is dependent upon developing first a kind of compassion for other sentient beings, as well as having an understanding of wisdom, not yet a direct understanding, but a kind of grasp on what it means for things to be empty, and then this attitude of bodhicitta, which will eventually become something effortless that really leads to one being a bodhisattva and then eventually a Buddha.
어야 남진 간조다 닝제다 장주기 닝제로 장디 장주기 심로로 장디티니 균대맹아 투 닝제로로 장디 잠방에 당보티니 마시 틴데 타링보 지고라 자고기 요라 마시 틴데 마시 심로 땅 마임바 지 못해바체 제 전용화 지 띵자 아니 같은 요바 심로 땅 티니 틴소 치고 삼비 심로 땅 티니 땅념기 심로 땅 티니 오독스 체니 신이 티니 닝제 첨부 깨용겨라 단답 디 반데 더 탑이 에 디값수 에 닝제 땅 장주기 심제디 다 딜레 장 사바 로 디 심로 땅 먹고 마시 틴텐 시디 잠바 디즈 랑 진진 디즈 여와 저지 나이 마 시디 랑라 캐시 랑게 마 마이나 디지 닝제 제게 마로와 다 어 나이 마 인자 나트데 아니 디졸라 카팅 스톱 고예 디졸라 차 아니 제와 치고 예 삼디 삼로데 코소나 디즈 랑진 랑 진진 소레 랑 준젠도 제바 인자 디 왕본 넘보기 다 시라 넘보기 딱제 치단데 마레 로종단데 다 반대 나와 잡고 닝제 딘데기 닝제 첨부 깨워라 다 닝제기 자와 딘데기 꼬라 장 먹고 마시에 받아 딘데 꼬라 장 먹고 와 아 랑 심제 랑 당부 둥아 둥아기 용화 튼 거로 랑 둥아 예방 모습도 통 용기 요라 랑 둥아 용기 요와 낭신 충바 랑당 충바 코이 심제를 파 따용디 직바 직장 랑레 타둥 가쟁기 가식 심제 망보지 장레 대발라 랑레 자주 동주기 둥아 채와 다 디졸라 아니 자냠 임바당 디니 둥아 미드바 자냠다 대와 대바 자냠 임바지 토르용디 다 원아 다 둥아 디조기 용사 용궁대 제제 채용디 둥아 디조다 나 둥아 디조기 둥아데 다 그게 연아 둥아기 짜와 가래래도 씁니다 독시 짜왈라 야 심죽 채요도 둥아기 줄라 심죽 채니 로아 심죽 채용디 둥아기 유데 레다니모니 로 레다니 삭제기 레다니모니 레니기 샤왕도 추와인자 라왕메바 아니 딘데기 따따제 칭게 왕본 넘본 남지 째바치디 딘데 초라 다 레닝이 샤왕도 추용디 레닝이기 자와 툭사디야 마릭발라 툭용디 오 다 마릭발라 심죽 채니디니 아니 녀 당보 똥니 또니 다 제탐제기 랑신디도 마릭바 싱겐데다 투용디 마릭바 싱겐데 로 양타바지레도 양타바레민도 친지로레도 양타바레도 따제 심주체용디 어 덴바진비로 마릭바 싱겐데 덴징디도 창마 친지로도 또인디 어다 심제 탐정원에 탄에 투비 왕기 몽비 왕기 따베코 레스 아니 코알라 코르기도 삽니다 덴바 메바 똑비 제라 시네 아니 심제 오다 닝제 다 심제인데도 단답아도 미셰비 왕기 둥아디도 제기도 마릭비 왕기 다 디즈 양탁비 텐데 통나 찌마루 냠비 랑기 똑반나시 디닥게장 통나 찌마루 냠도 다 디닥 통네 아니 타르바다 코알레 타르바다 산제인 조투기요라 오다 디닥게 마릭바디도 파 로 투비 투바데 임바 모체네 디니 아니 양탁빈넬루 또네 디테 냠술라네다 둥알레 타르크기 용자 딘데지 충나 삼니 디니 닝제제기요로 독스 닝제제당데 반덴다와 타르 슝네 닝제제당 독스 로 균데맹아 딘라 로 장 먹어와 오 독스레스
So here, when we train in bodhicitta, or really in compassion and leading to bodhicitta, often it is explained as going through like the sixfold cause and effect method, which in some ways involves sort of going in various circles or really going a long way in terms of thinking through this. So we think about the fact that all sentient beings have acted as our mothers, really getting to that place of equanimity and then recognizing the kind of kindness that they have shown us and then generating a wish to repay that kindness and having this sense of love and compassion for all sentient beings and proceeding in that way to generate an attitude of compassion and love and bodhicitta and so forth. But that is really something that involves kind of going in a circle, and there's also in some ways a little bit of self-cherishing that is involved with that, right? We think about how, oh, they were my mother. They acted so kind towards me. And so there's a sense of like relating it to yourself with a little bit of self-grasping in some ways. And so this is really explained as being a way of training the mind for those of maybe lesser faculties. If we have kind of sharper faculties, we can actually proceed to develop an attitude of compassion and bodhicitta in a way that doesn't involve going through that whole sort of circuit of thinking, but instead is really based upon a kind of, and this is the way in which it is explained in Chandrakirti's text, like looking at our own experience of suffering, right? We directly know our own experience of suffering. And when we look out around us, we can recognize that every single other sentient being, there are millions and billions beyond count, really, experience all kinds of suffering, many of them much worse than the sort of sufferings that we are going through. And so we recognize that our own suffering is totally equal with the suffering of others. Like, we both equally don't want to have this experience of suffering. We're no different in that way. And when we look at our own suffering and try to investigate, well, what is the cause of the suffering? What is really the root cause, the reason that I experience all of these sufferings? We come through that investigation to realize that it comes about due to karma and the afflictions, this kind of contaminated karma that we create through the generation of our various afflictions. And that in turn all is rooted in this fundamental ignorance, this grasping at an I, this grasping at true existence. And so when we look at that kind of attitude, that ignorance, that nescience, we could say, or that lack of understanding, we see, well, is that kind of grasping at true existence a correct mind or an incorrect mind? And when we come to recognize that it is incorrect, it is mistaken or deluded, and that is the reason that we go through and experience all of these various sufferings, we can turn and look at, well, every other sentient being is exactly like me, and not wanting to suffer, but experiencing suffering because of this kind of grasping at true existence, this mistaken mindset, this kind of delusion or ignorance. And so here, when we begin to see that, seeing our equality with all others and seeing how it is that this kind of incorrect mind, this mistaken grasping is the root of all of our sufferings, we have this sense of, well, may they all be freed from that. We don't have to go in this kind of circuitry of thinking about them having been our mothers and all of those things, but just really based upon our own experience of suffering and recognizing that every other being is like that, investigating and then coming to see the cause of that and seeing how it is that being under the control of our ignorance, we in turn experience all of these various sufferings, we have this sense of may they be freed from those, may they come to see the way that things actually are, have an understanding of the correct reality such that they don't have to suffer. So the kind of way of generating compassion and bodhicitta as it is described by Chandrakirti really involves this kind of direct through our own experience and investigating the root of our sufferings, extrapolating that to all other sentient beings.
Oh yeah, do sire. Ta ma she la sam lo ta ma che ba si di sam lo ta di ani cham cham ani che di la cham za ra la Magas meeting the two young China, any that color, ding a la cutting chimpoyings. That's a caboro, said Dilla Pena, Rangi Dratti Zochik, two young, the Ranting, La Rala, no Jangangi, Mijik, Rangi Drattaiaji, that jailer, two young, the oh, that ding a la cutting chimpoyings, some lo Korea, the ding a Teramemala, the Mache, New Arete, Ina and Alla cutting chimpoyings, some magic, cor cabo shedare, Dratti, two young, the Roa. Ningjit Kabo Shedare Roa Ta Dele Ani Mashele Ani Samlo Kare Shemba Kare Tangore Senata Ah Ta Mongbi Wangi Roa Mongba Mishibi Wangi Roa Chijinelu Mishibi Wangi Ta Tajing Nashinchani Marikbi Wangi Ani Rang Na Siaji Nal Na Sia de Temba chuba zin, ani ti jela nga temba chuba zin yondi, tela tene tini nga siyeji, tangpo nga si takla taki ti isi, ani nga yi siyeji legi yore. Nga siyeji le yondi, ani nga yi siyeji ti jela nga yi wajik le yongi yore, samlo nangla. Tini nga ta nga yi wa siti zamba, tini rangi cho 초니 이와 체차르다 나당 나이 냠두 레용디 아니 셴시에지 파 레차디 아니 심젠 낭라 아니 랑다 셴시에지 슉침보 덴버투바 레용디 아니 랑시에데 가체와 레다 셴시에데 가충와다 디나니 셴기 낭니야 디니 셴 가식다 삼바 디니 베랑라 베 가체와다 파샤 랑라 뇌장갱기 다 정말 아니 배 미가 왔겠어라 용해 때 아니 주민 이제기 남동 당봉 나시 세체 아니 나이 세체 어디니라 때네 되니 통용디 잠바 나시디 나다 나이 초라 아니 주민 이제기 남도 따니 삭바르도 차 나다 나이 시디 미직보 말에 나다 나이 시디 나 랍도 예디 나이 초보 나이 김장 나이 랍 바유직바 다가나심 심지에 튼조 마인바 튼조 도지나 나이 시에다 다 튼조 마인바 나이 강바 나이 모다 나이 사자스 체니 답에 나이 시에디도 가체 찌기도 나이 강바데 현지 강바레 가쟁기 짜체와 현지 강바지 메다시오나 시다 시다 방심 요마라 나이 강바 메다 탭조 체나 멜람 하직나 메틸레나 베 신앙감다 시올리기도 나이 시에디 콜라 당징데 요와 인자 현지 강바 직발에 네가 섭단이 직발에 주자니 공전이 직발에 이나 현지 강바데 매치 용도 섬랑남다 요 말에 고 자침부 찍이 요 말 나이 강바스디 현델레 자체와 찌니드니 매 마직나 매 직토 지데 섬랄레도 디상마 아니 에 나다 나이 시에디 자라 자라 디졸라 레용디드니 니모망 얘기하다 다가나시 되니 작당기 예와 되었지 오 독스천이 다 강달장 디저 용사들 짜왔대 딱징라 때네 용기요래 랑제 마릭발라 때네 용기요 다 인자 마릭바데 되지 온 마릭바데 메바데 통성나 아카다 지마롱 딩알라 네바 치기요래스다 닝제지 장고라 달라 닝제 장고기 연나 달라 닝제 장고기 연나 아카 딩알라 네 자기도 다 코 미시비 왕기레 삼로 땅나 디요 다 코 아 콩이 마체뇨레 까딘 쳔보링 삼로 코르투기 마레 랑레 네 제비 갑라 아카 다티 콩알라 네 치기도 다 코라야 몽비 샤완두 나 나라야 몽비 샤완두 추레 아 코라야 다 몽비 샤완두 추레 로 아니 렌델라 삼로 땅용디 콜랑아 두자 통야이데 녜레 사바로 녜레 사바레 코랑기야 레요레 니가요레 아니 제와 두아 콜랑아 두자 통에 녜 드라텔라 녜 드라데기 나 나랑 두자 통에 텔라 니가기 레요로 코이야 레 사요레 나랑기야 레 사요레 티 니가 마릭비 왕게 중화 인잔다 어코 아카타 파 넬렌치 주민도 삼비드니 콘트롤러스 센트도 오둑스제니 레고로 디 왕본 넘보기 다 정당도 오둑스레
So here, when it comes to training in compassion, really like this kind of attitude of the sixfold cause and effect method, wherein we see all sentient beings as being our mother. This can be something that is hard to like apply in our daily life. Like say when we encounter someone who is our enemy or who we dislike, who has harmed us in some way, it can be difficult for us to have compassion or really patience even toward them in that moment by saying, well, they were my kind mother in the past. Like I have to remember that in a previous life, they were different. They acted kindly towards me. And so therefore, I shouldn't get angry at them. I shouldn't retaliate against them. So it can be difficult to use that kind of thinking when we encounter someone who does us some kind of harm or some being that we don't like, who we consider to be our enemy. But if instead we use this kind of logic and thinking that recognizes, well, they are under the control of their ignorance, not really knowing the nature of phenomena, not knowing the way that things are. Like they're holding to a truly existent I, and then they are acting out of the afflictions that arise from that. So as Chandrakirti has said, there is a verse that says, like, first grasping at an I, and then grasping at a mind. divine, right? So first we have this sense of an I as being truly existent, and then we give rise to this idea of mine. And this includes, like, sort of from that point, we are holding two truly existent kind of self, my side, and the other side. There are like these two sides to things, and we're strongly grasping at those things that are ours, that are mine. And this can extend, I mean, to our own sort of body, and then beyond that to other sentient beings like my friends, my family, my countrymen, and so forth, but those that are of my race or religion or whatever it might be, and also to those other kinds of sentient beings like, well, my animals and so forth, or things that aren't even sentient. We extend this out to our various kinds of possessions. It is really, again, arising from this first holding to an I as being truly existent, and then holding to there being a mine that is truly existent, that we then give rise to attachment and aversion, making these kinds of distinctions. And it's out of our kind of improper thinking, this improper sort of thinking that labels things in that way based upon their holding them to really be like that. So again, it extends in all kinds of different ways. We think like, oh, this is my friend, my family, and so forth, or even like my house, you know. Once we think of something as being our house, we think of it as being much more precious and important than someone else's house, right? We don't have we don't get upset if someone else's house burns down, or like if it's our enemy's house particularly. But if it's our house, like if a fire is even getting close, well then what? We got to do something. We got to stop that. This is our house. This is my house. And so this kind of idea of mine, based upon that holding to a truly existent I, gets really strong, and we cling to things as being ours. We hold them as being more precious, more important than the possessions of others, and so forth. So this is something wherein we have this kind of differentiation based upon this fundamental ignorance, first grasping at an I, and then grasping at mine. And so we engage in this kind of making difference between us and them, these self and other. And it is really based upon that that we then engage all of our various, like, due to this kind of improper thinking, we give rise to all other kinds of afflictions. And so when we encounter someone who is our enemy, if we can really remember this sort of process, we encounter them and we think, well, oh, all of this arises from ignorance. This is something that is a misperception. This is something that can be removed, that can be corrected. And so if we are really trying to train in compassion and also in patience, when we encounter someone who is our enemy, or someone who we dislike, someone who is doing us some kind of harm, and we can remember, oh, well, they're under the control of their ignorance, their kind of improper thinking, and this is why they are engaging in this kind of harmful behavior, or doing things that I don't like. And so, too, we can recall that, well, I accumulated karma for this to be happening to me. They are accumulating karma right now, but they also have accumulated the kind of karma to be in this situation that they are causing harm to me. And so rather than trying to remember, like, oh, this person that I don't like used to be my mother, think about their kindness, if we can really see them as being under the same process that we are, under the control of their ignorance, of grasping at an I, and then the kind of improper thinking that distinguishes us and them, and all of the various afflictions that arise from that, we really have a better ability to bear with whatever is happening, to have patience, and to also be able to generate compassion towards them, recognizing the kind of ignorance, the control that they are under.
Oh, dinde in zanta, panden dawa tabi lo jongdang chena thangpo tongi to gyore, che tamje rangxin ji meba, denjing dewa jungwa yi, ma to rang gi ngo ni ji tuba ji ya meba jik tong gyore, di je la dine nying je chenpo ge, di je la changju ge sem ge, o duksi go gyore, roa, tongba ni tong son na, ani, nyemong mangpo dog jo gyore, nyemong du zo dog son na, ani, Tongbani Tong Sona, Simje, Marigbi Wangi Kua, Lenin Jiwangi Korwala, Dungaja, Lenin Jiwangi Pe, Yangne Yang to Korwala, Dungaji, Jeganaji, Danyam to Lenin Jiwala, then Municipal Harbor Chewa. Tindinzang, Tabe, Karsure, Tongbani Siedi, Dini, Rangshinji Meba Tongwa, Siedi Ke Chembo Inzang, Ani Lam 상쟁기 공방 톱톱 계기에나 남 당부터 똥이 또 해기 탑시 치고래스 똥이를 또 해기 탑시 치고래스 랑싱 매바 또해 땡징 대화 중에 어 딘데래 딘 매바이나 랑진 랑진징데 예 친절라 랑싱기 투바직 예 친절라 가르스고래 땡징 예 친절라 땡바 투바직 짐바 로드 슉 첨부직 예 친절라 아니 주민 이제 용기래스 주민 이제 시디 잠바더니 나다 직발에 니 타진 라야들에 닥진 시야데 나 랑신지 투바 템바 투바지 진 차비 제라 테니 나다 나이 시야지 용의 이인벌에 짜짜짜레 대예소나 대왕계 아니 차단지의 이인벌에 녀다스의 이인벌에 로아 다 계시 랑라 다 랑기 지단디 요 말레스 그러면은 전에 이도 온와다 이도 미온와세 랑기 추미 이제기 파 딱샤 버레마도 굉장히네 요 말레스 로아 빼나기 다진 라야 되래 빼나 랑라 자라닝 제보 미 셴바질라야 다 랑기 마가사 미지기 카바지 이체 랑기 랑기야 자침 보쇼 뒤에 카바 니 직 간바니 직바 직장을 했다 조제강라 샤이나 파기 카바니 링당 최종 직발에 이두원 명 직발에 이나야 아 람마가시 카바들라 땅이 된다 나시 추쇼와다 메이식바다 사스나 람세나 땅 마지와다 둥알레기 말에 랑기들라 띠즈 채나 둥알레기 도와 데카레스는 추미 이제기 때 이두원 왔다 와래 로와 다 미 셴바지 다 디데 랑게데 이동와 따와라 미 셴바지기 다 랑라 랑라 카발데 데라 카르소레 따페나 카바데라 데자데 요 마레 땅 카와 중나 중메나 메나라 카와랑나라 삼비 데 삼로데 요나 카와데라 닥두 짐밤 착셈 슉 쳔보데면 랑기 투미 이제다 아니 착셈 슉 쳔보면 아니 로 페나 데니 미 셴바지기 탭지체다 마가세데 탭지체 랑기 탭지 랑 탭들라 착바여나 랑기들라 메이칭나 둥아째기로 다 미 랑기 다이 탭지다 랑기 탭들라 온다 탭들다 갈 카첨보 많이 심기 띵기 착바되면 로 탭들다 카첨보 많이 카첨보 찌나 둥아째기래 탭첨보 온다 탭들다 당갈 카첨보 메이칭나 칙세 아니 냠두 다이 마가사기 메 탭지다 랑기 탭지 니 냠두 옛나 니가 칭나야 니가 칭나 섬라 둥아요 말에 간사 랑기들라 추미 이제기 차심데요 말에 추미 이제기 이동와 쪼다베 따발라 때네 착심디 요 말에 다 개시 랑기 때 이도와 따서나 랑라 둥아들레 그래 워 독스체니 이도 둥아 용야 망보지 랑기 추미 이지지 따발에 추미 이지시에 대 아니 대 다진기 왕기 중화래 댄진기 왕 딘데 인자 아니 당보다 배 최진 내루 데메 덴바 마주바 시에기 내루 대 시바이나 디죽도 드니 드니 닝제티에 당 창주기 셈티에 드즈 드니 렐라와 요레서 독스레 다 반된 더더 딘데 숨고요.
So here in the method described by Chandrakirti, he advocates that really we need to first realize emptiness, realize the lack of inherent existence, realize that things are not sort of essentially established, come to understand their interdependence, their dependent origination. So by seeing emptiness, by having that kind of understanding or realization, we really avert most of our afflictions. We avert all of our afflictions, actually. And so that kind of understanding can lead us to be able to really have kind of strong patience, to be able to have compassion for others, and also reduce the kind of suffering that we incur when we experience this kind of grasping at there being something that's truly existent. And then based upon the sort of improper thinking that we engage in, having strong attachment to various things or aversion toward others. And so it is really from the point that we this method advocates realizing emptiness first, or really striving in the realization of emptiness and interdependence in order to be able to then proceed and generate these other attitudes of compassion and so forth. Because from the point that we have this grasping at an I, holding the I to be truly existent, and then we engage in this kind of improper thinking, 100% we will have attachment and aversion. We will have the kind of suffering that arises from our various afflictions. But if we eliminate that, we eliminate all of the kind of improper thinking, all of the various attachment and aversion that come from that fundamental ignorance. And so when we think about objects that are like pleasant and unpleasant, we should recognize that they don't exist that way inherently, but rather they are mentally designated as being something that is pleasant or attractive to us and something that is unpleasant. Like if we have, for example, two objects that are exactly the same in terms of the composition, like you have a phone and your enemy, someone that you don't like, has a phone, and it's the exact same brand, it's the exact same type of phone. But if that person that you don't like, if their phone, say, falls into water or gets set on fire or something, like you don't have any feeling towards that, you don't suffer, even though it's like it's the same value, it's the same cost, whatever, but because it's not your phone, you haven't designated, oh, well, that's mine. But if your phone falls in water, if your phone is destroyed in some way, then there's, oh no, my phone, and all this kind of suffering because of that kind of grasping it as being mine, having that sort of strong attachment towards it. Or like if we have, you know, our someone we don't like, they have this book, we also have the same book. But if you know, their book is destroyed, is lost, is ruined somehow, we don't really care. That doesn't evoke a strong feeling for us. Whereas if something happens to our book, oh, well then, because of the kind of mental elaboration that we have engaged in, oh, this is mine, we hold it to really be truly existent, it is going to create suffering for us. So again, as long as we have this kind of like holding to self, holding to true existence, and then the kind of improper thinking that arises from that, we are really going to experience a lot of suffering. It's perpetuating this cycle. And so in order to be able to eliminate our afflictions, as well as have compassion for other sentient beings, Chandrakirti advocates that we should first make an effort to realize emptiness. This is a very powerful tool in our being able to eliminate our own grasping, but also have a kind of compassion for other sentient beings. So for those of sharper faculties, this kind of a process is the way that we should go.
Oh, yeah, dukes cheni, ta tongi madona, tongi la lobjon chie, dera, ketchin bushetaris. Ta dukes cheni tini, oh, yeah, zobi sanjinji kumban dubye gita, gui zo de, didisum dere, oh, dukes cheni ta, hini ya tini, gusum de la tene, solam, jolam, tonglam, gomlams, tangansu solam, da jomlam, kalakanzam jita, shetareta. Kapsu papa tini tonglam ya ledi zambata tonglam siede tonglam siede lena tini tonglam gida ngoda odang tini du siata tonglam gomlam siti ngoda tizu leon tonglam gi lakbardo tonglam singe ngo kante ima ani dedaki penyon kante ima oda duksi pena ngondo jen tiring raojina tini tonglam gi kapsu tini kante raoji ngo kante ani Pain that is a carere, Senatinita, Tiring Cassan, Jangagi, Lam, Yichukdo, Tinny, Taking, Tonglam Star, Mondo Gentis, Law, that is a sherman.
So here, then, even if we don't have a direct realization of emptiness, to study emptiness is something that is very beneficial for us. And particularly if we are striving to attain Buddhahood, we need to train in these three causes of great compassion, bodhicitta, and the non-dual wisdom. And so here it is on this occasion, we don't have too much time, but in the Ornament for Clear Realizations, we have gotten to the point of the path of seeing. Here, we went through a little bit of the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, and now following a description of the Mahayana paths that realize the solitary realizer's paths, we turn then to their path of seeing. What is the nature of that path, and what are the benefits of that path, and so forth. So we'll read a little bit from the Ornament for Clear Realizations here.
Oh yeah, da ngondo jian la dini rang sang jian gi lam de chuk do su chan ju sim bi lam she ba yings. Da de la di zo pen yang gi gone she ba re ro pen yang gi. Oh da den dan den la so ba da she bi ge jing nam shi lam she ni la tong yin lam pen yang je ba di she do su da ci kurang gi. Tembashila mikpi ta lamji komgires ta lamde karesna ani temshila mikpi cheshebi seba ani cheshebi jesu shebi seba jesu sheba sta kangdarjang debi pangjagi nyembo ani cheshebi seba debi tongbang pangbi cheshebi kam komi tongbang nyembo jesu shebi seba ani tebangbi jesu sheba so oda seba da shebi kejig ma shibo sosorla ani dunga dang dunga la sobi temba dang yu yu jen du dewa tonglam dang denshi dizo mikba denshi la mikba inzang ani teda denshi temba mebal tobi ta kangdar ja denshi yu yu jen du dewa ta dang tembi is o dewa ta dang tembi kone Ani didang shenbi yende, tse di penyen, tse chimi yende, penyen, oda tonglam la dinde da denpa res, o di guane deni gomba chawa de la tonga. Da tse di penyen sina o anaya duksi la.
So here we are on then verse 11 of the second chapter. And so it says, following the path of the Pratyeka Buddhas, he gives the path of the Bodhisattvas. This is referring to the path of seeing. And so here it says, four instants of tolerance and knowledge for each of the truths explain the path of vision or the path of seeing and its advantages in the context of path knowledge. So I'm going to go with the path of seeing because that was just what will come out naturally. And the various benefits of that should be known. And we'll look at the commentary here where it says, in the case of path knowledge, so here on this occasion, we're talking about the path of seeing, Bodhisattvas meditate, they observe the four noble truths. And each of those four noble truths, then there are four sort of instances that relate to those. And so this is the tolerance, or you sometimes said as forbearance of the Dharma knowledge, and then Dharma knowledge, tolerance of subsequent knowledge, and subsequent knowledge. So here, these four instances of tolerance and knowledge apply to each of the four truths of suffering and so forth, and have attributes of both this world and the world to come. So this gets a little bit technical, when it comes to Dharma forbearance, that is in relation to the kinds of what we refer to as afflictions that are of the desire realm. And then we are talking about subsequent forbearance, which is related to the upper realms. So that's what he's saying in this world and the world to come, or those that are sort of higher. When we talk about So the tolerance or forbearance has to do with the kind of instances of what we call the uninterrupted path, whereas the knowledge is then the liberated path that arises after that particular affliction has been removed. And there are those that are of the Dharma and then subsequent. And so the Dharma, again, referring to the this world, and then subsequent referring to those of the upper realms. And so for each of the four noble truths, which are what is observed, there are these four instances.
Oh yeah, that didang shenbi yenden ji tong yi lam xie de didang shenbi pen ce di la tong lam top song na ce di la ani zo bi sang jie le qi mi dou ba to ba dang shenbi yenden si de cerap jie ma la ani jie wa chen ba la so ba jie wa cerap tong lam tom na ani jie wa jia chen ye dang o ba zhe ge zhu ba jia duan niu ba dang 어 대제되니 상견 자통신 시에 나신전에 깨와 자템바당 주바 자 뒤직도 된 뉘바당 상견 자토 자라 뒤직도 아니 최년 뉘바당 어 딘데기다 세치미 연대 소라 어 독스 요래 소다 디당 치미 연대 세 디라 치미 도바 토바당다 주바라 소바 된 두바다 아니 치말라 치미 연대 깨와 자라 소바 템바다 어 독스 용기로
So sorry. That still applies, but when it's talking about then have attributes of both this world and the world to come, that's really referring to the kind of benefits that come in this life. So sort of once one attains the path of seeing, this is something that is irreversible. One isn't going to go back down. And in the world to come, this is referring to the kinds of sort of qualities that one gains having attained the path of seeing. The things like being able to recall 100 rebirths, being able to be in the presence of 100 Buddhas, being able to emanate forth 100 emanations, and so forth. So having attained in this life this kind of irreversible state, one then in future lives as well will have these kinds of qualities or abilities that one can use.
Oh yeah, that deshashti.
So we'll have to stop that there for today. So, are there any questions? Does anyone have it? Yeah, Anne.
Yeah, we can go, yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do that. Dinja jema di karshe che tu kiena?
Ah.
Karshe.
Yeah, che tu kire, che tu kire. Karshe jema malta. Yeah. Karshe.
Okay. Everyone's just thinking. So we will then be doing the Lamrim prayer, which is also in the Georgia puja, I believe.
Lam Jee. 저 네 네 두 배 자 나임 네 제 저 랑게 the supreme and most precious. Where it has not risen, may it rise. Where it has risen without any decline, may it only grow stronger and stronger. Emptiness is supreme and most precious. Where it has not risen, may it rise. Where it has risen without any decline, may it only grow stronger and stronger. Okay, thank you. See you. See you tomorrow, maybe. If you will come.
So as Ginla mentioned, tomorrow will be his Holiness's birthday celebration. So that starts at 10, and that's followed by a potluck. So please bring a dish to pass.